welcome, good old friend. It's oh so nice to see you again. I welcome you to paradise. I swear it's not filled up with lies. Pure imagination brought to life with your creation. Funny how everything here runs on an endless stream of things. A city burnt into the ground. Abandoned dreams were never found. The happiness you took from us just to scatter all around. Boy, are you in for a surprise. It's time to open up your eyes. The smiling demons listening to your every sound. Born from the blood that runs a machine. Such a wondrous find to convene. I'm quite surprised you even survived. Too bad your story's reaching its end. Watch as fear chills into your head. Cause there's no running from your demise.
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to do today's show. Oh my gosh, okay, today is it's Saturday, November 19th, 2022. I'm Luigi with the American Brunch PNN. Okay, it's time for the show. Trump's back on Twitter. Trump, we succeeded. Trump is back. Trump is back. I mean, did he accept Elon's, did Elon actually accept going to Twitter? We don't know yet. This guy says no, but it looks like an old video. This doesn't look like legit. There's so much going on. I'm very excited right now. Very excited.
Reason for it?
I don't know. This guy posted that Trump responded that he's not going to Twitter. But where is this from? What is this from? Where's this from? I don't know. Who knows? We don't know. There's not enough information yet. But the poll ended and Trump was there and Elon says the people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated. Vox populi. Vox Dei. Vox populi. Vox Dei. The will of the people is the will of God. Yes. The people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated into Twitter and his account is already there. His account is already there. Back on Twitter. Look, at real Donald Trump. And it started at zero followers, guys. He had like a million followers before. Now he only has hundreds of thousands. I keep trying to follow him and it keeps unfollowing him. There's too many people trying to follow this man at the moment. Everyone wants to follow Donald. Too bad, so sad. Okay, it won't let me follow him. Let me follow Trump, damn you. Oh well. Oh well. Will he post on Twitter again? Who knows? Would be pretty entertaining if he did. Be pretty awesome if he did. Incredible. We got a sticky too. I guess we'll go in the sticky. Let's go in the sticky. Live sticky. We're post 500, guys. I started the show when we were at 300. We're right at the birth of the sticky. We're at the birth of the sticky.
Okay. This guy posts, "This is Ethan, you fucking loser, Elon Musk, at Twitter support. I'm banivating, LOL. Stop me now, bitch-ass loser, at Elon Musk."
Oh, Ethan. Spoilers, he got his wife's account banned too. I love the new Twitter, kind of. It's very entertaining. These leftists are just so used to getting away with it. Just so used to blatantly doing whatever they want. I'm just gonna go on my wife's account and ban evade because I will never get punished. Oh fuck, I got her account banned. fuck you, Ethan. Fuck you, you kike. Go suck a little boy's penis. Fucking pedophile piece of shit. Fat motherfucker. Goddamn Jews. Can you guys feel the timeline shifting? Oh yes, I can. Oh man. The timeline shift is real. The timeline shift is real. Yes. Timeline shift. Okay, so who's going to be Trump's VP, guys? Is it going to be Carrie Lake or is it going to be Tulsi? I'm telling you guys, it's going to be Tulsi. It's going to be Tulsi. I'm telling you. Going to be Tulsi. Going to be Tulsi. So obvious. Carrie Lake would be nice. I like Carrie Lake, but she didn't win. Trump likes winners. Sorry. He also likes people that did not vote to impeach him, which Tulsi did not. Only Democrat to vote no. At Elon Musk, haven't you committed enough racism and sexism for one day? Seriously, I won't claim to speak for black women, but they are beyond exhausted at this point. Fuck, it sure sounds like you're speaking for niggers, but you're probably a Jew. You're used to doing that. I mean, speaking for niggers is second nature to you. Thank you, Jannies, for pinning this MAGA theme song. No. This dude's like, someone link me to the Coca-Cola tweet so I can retweet them again. The Coca-Cola company is not happy with me. That's okay. I still keep drinking that garbage. Oh, man. Trump, you're beautiful. You're fucking beautiful, Trump. You're goddamn beautiful. We're back, baby. This American says, it's kind of hilarious that since Musk took over, despite the crying and kvetching, Twitter is at an all-time high usage. Dude, every leftist is like, I'm not quitting Twitter, I'm quitting Twitter, and then they are immediately back on Twitter. It's a fucking drug to these retarded people. I don't even like Twitter. That's the hilarious part. I don't even use Twitter. I have it. I have an account, I guess. I don't use the damn thing. Who cares? Stupid. But these leftists, oh man. They can't live a day without it. They're addicted to that fucking thing. It's crazy. Like, I'm going away. Oh, wait, no, I'm coming back just to observe. I'm just coming back onto this thing until it crashes into an iceberg or something. I guess I'm going to stay on until that happens. Okay, whatever, I'm here. I'm leaving. No, wait, no, I'm not. So stupid. These people are so dumb. This thread is moving so fast, no one will notice I'm gay. Hello, faggot. We noticed. Get your picks ready. The salt mines are open. The salt mines. Ooh, it's going to be a good 3 days of episodes, guys. Oh, man. Fuck. It's going to be crying for one day. And then if Trump actually posts on that thing, oh, fuck. It'll be crying for another day. Even if it's just an advertisement for Truth Social. They'll be crying. They'll be kvetching over that. Sure. Dude, the kikes are kvetching right now, aren't they? Trump just announced he's running again. Oh, back on Twitter, right in time for the campaign. Oh man, all the election fraud he's gonna post about on Twitter. Oh, it's gonna be beautiful. Oh, and then the House is gonna investigate Hunter Biden. Holy fuck, the timeline is shifting. Holy shit. Not even a red wave and the timeline is shifting. Who the fuck cares if the Democrats have the Senate? Who the fuck gives a shit? Who cares? We own everything else, bitches. Trump will be back. You watch. He'll be back. I hope Kanye runs on the Democratic side, please. That would be the fucking cherry on top. That'd be the goddamn fucking cherry on top right there. This guy says someone's going to post a bunch of cheese pizza to get this place taken down or something. Eh, whatever.
Dude, this has been, you know how much cheese pizza has been on fucking 4chan? The FBI owns this thing, dude. The FBI owns 4chan. Okay, they just, whenever someone posts CP, they just add it to their fucking collection. They add it to their FBI child porn collection. File it away. Goddamn FBI. Tits. Wow, hot. Hot Latina. Blessed Booba. Blessed Booba. VG reporting in. Welcome, VG. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the Trump train. Trump train, full speed ahead, guys. The Trump train's back. The Trump train. Fuck, 5,000 miles, Trump train. This American says he's a fool if he actually tweets. Shut the fuck up. He's a fool if he tweets. Yep, they're gonna get him if he tweets. Shut the fuck up. I hope he advertises Truth Social. Just for the keks. Be like, this place is bad. Go to Truth Social. Oh, by the way, the election was stolen. Bye. At real Donald Trump, nobody likes you. Why are you why are you adding him then? What? Rent free, bitch. Rent fucking free. Rent free. I like him. Boom. Rent free. Do I make you mad? Does me liking Trump make you mad? Oh well, you're just gonna have to be angry. Oh fuck, toasting an epic bread. He's back, niggas. Alex Jones soon to fought. No. No. Elon Musk specifically said, nope. Alex Jones will not follow. He literally replied to someone and said, no, not happening. And then some guy's like, made a big old wall of text about the bastion of truth or something. And then he said, still not happening. It's pretty clear that Alex Jones is not coming back. Okay, guys, Alex Jones just got hit with the net worth, with the fucking GDP of Germany. Okay. Alex Jones is getting hit with the GDP of fucking Germany right now. You think Elon Musk wants to touch that with a 10-foot pole? No, no. Alex Jones is getting sued for 1 year gross domestic product of a fucking country. For the entire work of a nation. Alex Jones is getting sued for that amount of money. Oh my God. How could any one person do so much fucking work and be sued for that much? You have harmed us to the excess of a country. A country could not do as much harm as you did, Alex Jones. That's holy shit. Clown world. Clown world. Twitter poll proves Trump won 2020. Bots identified. Dude, we already know it was stolen. Yeah, it was stolen. Duh. A Twitter poll is what kicked you over the edge. Twitter poll. Twitter. See, Trump won this Twitter poll. The 2020 election was stolen. You know, not 2,000 mules or the algorithm or the machines or any of that. not the Arizona recount. None of that. The fucking Twitter poll. That was the fucking straw. Wow. This Argentinian says, you people really believe this is a victory or something? First, Elon Musk said he would shadow ban everyone who did not follow the Globo Homo guidelines. Also, now Elon Musk has a database of users who could be singled out, shadow banned, reported via his US government overlords. And lastly, this is not freedom of hate speech thing. It's a political gamble used as a leverage tool for government contracts between Elon companies and government should Republicans win the next elections. That means more government spending, more corruption, more insider trade, more funding for the police state. You Americans are cheering for your own demise as a country. Fascism never wins. I think Elon wants Trump back 100%, dude, because Trump wanted us on the moon before he was out of office. He wanted, like, we'd be halfway to the moon by now if Trump was in office still. The goddamn stupid SLS rocket, when it, like, ooh, wow, we launched it. Wow, $2 billion gone. Wow, awesome, cool. You know, whatever. Okay, SpaceX would already be there, okay? Trump would have infused them with another bazillion dollars to be like, oh, but it would have been Congress. Shut the fuck up, okay? Trump wanted that space shit now, okay? We would have had it. We would have been in space. We would have had a fucking moon base, okay? We had a moon base by now. I mean, NASA had that whole fucking plan. Like, we were going to have an orbiter around the moon for our moon base and shit. We were like, it was like a pre-stage to Mars and all this stuff. What happened to all that? As soon as Biden became president, the head of NASA stepped down and this new fucker took his place and all that disappeared. All that space shit was gone. What the fuck happened? Oh yeah, Globo Homo bullshit. They take all the money away from NASA. Stupid. Sorry. Give NASA more money. Take money away from actual corporations that are doing work like fucking SpaceX. Okay, let's take money away from SpaceX and give it to Lockheed Martin, whoever the fuck, who literally couldn't even get a goddamn capsule to dock with the space station because of software bugs or something. Like, ugh, let's give them another $200 billion or something for some fucking capsule that doesn't work. Fuck, man. Give SpaceX money, you dumb shits. Fucking retards. Who's the guy actually building a fucking rocket right now? Oh, Elon. Right. Oh, look, a fucking rocket being lifted onto a booster. Oh, wow. Think Lockheed Martin could do that? Who the fuck? Virgin Galactic? Who the fuck gets all the money? Dumb. Whoever is not SpaceX getting all the government subsidies, just give SpaceX 75% of all of those subsidies, really. I don't care. I don't care if it's government gibbs. We live in a fucking corporate welfare system. That is the system we live in, guys. We don't live in a capitalistic system, so stop pretending we do. We live in a fucking corporate welfare system. So if we live in that system, at least give that fucking corporate welfare to a good company like SpaceX that's actually doing shit. Please. Don't give it to fucking Raytheon and Lockheed Martin who are just pumping weapons to Ukraine and getting nothing done. Stupid. That's not progress. That's stagnation. That's giving someone $1,000 for a $100 gun. It's dumb. It's like inflated prices. It's stupid. Based Elon, all friends report in. This America says, green text, he said no thanks. LOL. LMAO even. I think because Trump doesn't get all of his followers back, he might think that he would be less successful on Twitter or something. I think he's just waiting it out, really. It's the safe bet. He'll wait it out. Then he'll probably post something about Truth Social. It's the smart thing to do. That's what's probably going to happen. And then as time goes on, he'll slowly just use Twitter because it has more people on it. That's how he is. That's how the man is. He wants to reach the most people. You're an authoritarian tyrant, Elon. Just like your insurrectionist buddy, Trump. This is why you wasted billions, fired a ton of hardworking people, and destroyed the Twitter platform to give a domestic terrorist a platform to incite violence on. This is who Musk is. Wow. How could someone just gaslight so badly? This is crazy. Fired tons of hardworking people. That's a joke. Hardworking people? You want to see hardworking people? Let's go to the finale thread of the day, shall we? Shall we? Twitter is now dude bros. Twitter is now dude bros. These are the only people that signed Elon's pledge, his commitment thing. Like, that we're going to try really hard. All these people. Oh, man, I thought it was going to be more white people. More white people. I wish. I knew it would be poos. I knew there would be poos. I said it. I said there would be a poo. But fuck, there's like, let's count the white people, shall we? I'm blocking one. I'm blocking the main white guy. The main white guy's like right here. I'm blocking him. Hey, white guy. Hey there. That's him right there. Hey, white dude. He's front and center though. You know he has a lot of pull because he's right in the front. So this guy was probably doing all the work. This guy right here. He looks like a nerd. He's probably super smart. Okay, so that's a white guy. And then there's a white guy here. All the white people are in the back. That's why it's hard to see the white people. They're very shy. Okay, they're used to being stepped on by all the fucking coloreds up at the top. Okay, by the manager, colored niggers up top. Okay, it's okay, guys. You're the smart ones. You're the people that actually work. Okay, you're the people that actually do the work. Okay, step forward, white people. Okay, you're good. Anyways, there's a white dude back here you can't really see. You can't really see him, but I can tell he is smirking. The biggest fucking... Even though you can't see his mouth or nose at all, I can tell he's smirking. I can tell. Okay, this guy back here is smirking. There's a white guy right here. Right here, you can see him. Here's a white dude. That's a white guy. He looks like a bro. There's a white guy way back here behind this poo. There's a white guy. Here's a white guy, Elon Musk. I'm sorry, never mind. That's an African-American. And I think that's it. I think that's all the white people. One, two, oh, here's one. Three, way in the back. Four, five white people. 5 white people. Holy fuck. Okay. The rest are poos and Asians and just looks like mainly poos. Oh, look, a whammon. A whammon. And they're all guys. They're all guys. There's like 2 girls. They're both the girls are poos. Okay. But this girl definitely codes. This girl 100% codes. Look at her. Unkept hair. She's a nerd. She definitely codes. That whammon codes. Wow, what a rare find. What a fucking diamond in the rough. I don't know. Who's this guy? This fat chonker. Look at this chonker right here. Look at this chonker. That's me. It's a fucking chonker, bro. Dude, probably get shit done. All these guys probably get shit done. They all look fucking happy. All these people look fucking lit and happy, you know? They don't look like Elon's a really bad boss. He just looks like it's a boss that wants them to work and succeed. He wants the company to succeed. And wow, it's going to take... It's just so childish. All those... Him firing all those managers that were doing nothing so that they could actually get some fucking work done. You know, God forbid he actually organized the company. Elon is just a genius. He's a fucking... He's running like 8 companies, this fucking man. He's trying to goddamn change the world. This guy is doing more than anybody else on the planet. Sorry. Sorry. He deserves the hate he gets because he's doing so much work. Fuck. You're gonna get haters when you're doing so much fucking work. Jesus Christ. He just fired like 1,500 people. Shit, that's 1,500 more people that hate me. Oh well. Anyways, I mean, you can just imagine what 4chan's saying with all these fucking poos and chinks and... Was there even a nigger? Can niggers code? I didn't even notice that. There's not a single fucking nigger. There's not a single nigger! Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Poos can code, niggers can't. Niggers can't code. Niggers can't code. That's hilarious. Women can code, niggers can't. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Niggers can't code. Love it. I mean, niggers are just dumb, right? I mean, their IQ is just low. They literally have a lower IQ than the other races. That's just how it is. I mean, look at this picture. I mean, we got Koreans, we got white people, we got poos. I mean, I think we got every race but nigger. So every race can code but nigger. It's just amazing. I love it. I want to end the show. I will end the show on that. Niggers can't code. Fuck, beautiful, wonderful show. Trump is back. Niggers can't code. Fuck, what a show. Can't wait for tomorrow. I love you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. Fuck, what an amazing day. Sleep well, guys. Sleep well. Goodbye.
This is the sleepy island of St. Kitts in the Caribbean. Years ago, velvet monkeys were brought here from West Africa along with slaves serving the rum industry. Escaped monkeys acquired a taste for alcohol by eating fermented sugarcane left in the fields. Today, they satisfy their thirst by raiding local bars. They have learned to be sneaky. Picking the right moment is everything. For years, the monkeys have been studied for insights into our own drinking habits. Just as we vary in our taste for alcohol, so do the monkeys. Some do anything for an alcoholic cocktail. But just as some people are teetotal, so are some monkeys. These reject alcohol in favor of soft drink. Significantly, the percentage of teetotal monkeys matches the non-drinkers in the human population. In line with human habits, most drink in moderation. 12% are steady drinkers, and 5% drink to the last drop. This similarity between us shows that a liking for alcohol is determined mainly by our genes. After each daily raid, other human parallels soon appear. But unlike us, monkeys that are heavy drinkers make better leaders, respected by other monkeys. They seem to tolerate leaders that monkey around. Like monkeys, our taste for alcohol began when we scoured the forest for ripe fermenting fruit. Food and alcohol became linked with intoxicating effect.